lovely Sunday, drank a little coffee and picked out a roll, then kissed Ophira goodbye. Shalom, he said. Shalom. A staff car drove the general to the small Air Force base in the north of Tel Aviv. Saluting the two corporals at the main gate, Ivri's driver passed the concrete barriers and followed the narrow asphalt road to IAF headquarters, where the general had spent the last year planning this mission. Waiting for him was Major General Yoshua Sagi, chief of Israel's military intelligence, known as Amman. The two generals walked to the airfield tarmac and climbed aboard a waiting Sikorsky CH-53. The chopper would fly the commanders the relatively short hop south to Etzion Air Force Base, in what had been Egypt's Sinai Peninsula before the Six-Day War. Etzion was part of the territory Israel was about to cede back to Egypt as part of the Camp David Accords that Menachem Begin and Anwar Sadat had signed in 1978. What effect would the surprise attack have on Sadat and these negotiations, Ivri wondered, quickly pushing the thought aside. The CH-53 soared above the arid plains of the Negev and southern Israel. The men spoke little during the hour-long journey. Finally, the helicopter banked left toward the gray ribbon of Etzion Airfield and the cluster of residential houses surrounding the base. It was mid-morning, but the streets below were eerily